Welcome to the OU Global Tehillah and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 29th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for: Yeshua Heschel ben Nechama Devora, Pesach Betzalel ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all eat of Refuah, have a Refuah Shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still in captivity, our precious brothers and sisters held underneath Gaza, as well as in Iran, Arvin Tanel ben Sonia Tiona, may they speedily return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Van of the Calabasas Shul in Calabasas, California, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Van fully reciting our five chapters of Tehillim that we recite daily here on the call: chapter 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Again, it's Perek Chaf, Chaf Kimmel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Men Beis. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Van will lead us, in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shavuyim, finally concluding with the Mishaberach Necholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call or reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. One last announcement. I will be out next week. I will be away for the duration of the program next week. However, between Rabbi Jack Bromowitz and Rabbi Phil Karish, who have both guest hosted the program in the past, you will be in great hands, and I look forward, Bezrat Hashem, to returning to the call the following Monday. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Van.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Eile Toldos Noach. This is the parsha, this is the story of Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Noach is described in the Torah as a tzaddik. Tamim haya b'dorosov, perfect in his generation. Eser lokim misalech Noach. Noach walked with Hashem. Vayolid Noach shloshavanim. Noach gave birth to three children, as Shem, as Chom, as Yofas. And then the Torah goes on to describe batishachet ha'oretz lefnei alokim, the destructive nature of the people and the cause for the flood. If we look at the first two psukim, right, one has to wonder, why does the Torah at all mention the children of Noach? How is that relevant to be sandwiched between his righteousness and the flood? Why is that important? And secondly, even in looking at the pasuk, what does the Torah mean? He's a tzaddik, that we understand, we see, and the Torah repeats, but what is the tamim haya? The Delosa. What is the Torah reference him as perfect? What does the word tamim fit there? And thirdly, as Elokim Hisalach Noach, what does it mean Noach walked with Hashem? So, if we stop for a moment and pause and try to understand and look at Noach, when he had these children, how old was Noach when he had Shem, Chom, and Yafes? So, if one looks later, one sees that Noach was 500 years old when he had his first child. Compared to everybody else, that was about 450 years after the rest of his peers were having children. And albeit that the numbers are way beyond our imagination, but nonetheless, right, in simple terms, it's clear to us the amount of years that he waited. And we are moved, right, and should be moved at understanding he and his wife, Mrs. Noach, right, how many years they had to wait. And the Torah tells us that despite that, Tamim Haya B'Dorosov, he was perfect in his faith in God during that long, long wait. Esho Elokim Esalech Noach, Noach walked with Hashem. And that introduces us or brings us back to the idea of Hashkacha Pratis, seeing God's presence personal in our personal lives. In the momentum trip, they call it the HP, right? And I was trying to remember, I had heard from my wife that HP means something. And I couldn't remember what she had told me. And I thought to myself, it probably means Hashem's presence. Present and presence, right? Both of them. And I'd like to highlight that with a story. We had in the RCC, I have the privilege to work in the Rabbinical Council of California in Kashrus, and we had a company, a chemical company, that was with the RCC even before my times, 20, 25 years. And we got a call that they were closing down one of their plants, one of their big plants, and therefore they would be sunsetting that account. And of course, for the council, you lose a large account like that, or at least half of the large account. Right, it's something that gives you pause for a moment. And we were in the office and we were discussing it, and we said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemalat, Hashem should help. Right? Hashem should help us. Good. A few weeks later, we get a call from a company, never heard them before, and they call us that they need kashrus on a chemical, and they need it immediately, if not sooner. Okay, we work on it, we work on the account, and somebody goes, arranges to fly out right away. They say they need it urgently, and somebody goes, one of our team. At the meeting, he asks them, where did you come to us so that you needed hashkacha for a chemical company, that you needed an emergency? So they said to us, they told us that because there was this company that was in business for many, many, many years, and they had all of the kosher accounts in this area, in mid-America. But that company closed, and therefore there was no available kosher chemical. And therefore, we turned to you to give us that certification. So we realized that which 4 weeks ago was, you know, a big loss for the RCC, but it ended up being quite interesting because that original contract was a 22-year-old rate, so to speak. This new contract was at current term. And what ended up being a difficult issue for us ended up being the very source of the bracha, right? HP, Hashem's presence, when we recognize Hashem in our lives. Esau Elokim Yitzalech Noach. Noach recognized Hashem's presence with him. He was perfect in his faith. Tamim Haya. Right? That's the idea of the Tamim. And therefore we can understand how Noach gained that role. It was through the three children that were born to him much later in life. Right? This call is called the Daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. We have to see Hashem's presence in our lives. Right? HP, Hashem's presence. Hashem's, that he's with us, Hashem's presence, Hashem's gifts. See it, let's make note of them in what we would call in the monetary, in the easier matters, right, if you will, right? And we'll see Hashem in all of our life. That's the key, right? Coincidentally, when I asked my wife after, what does the HP mean again? She told me it stands for higher power. So I guess Hashem's presence and Hashem's presence, an extra gift. Kadosh Baruch Hu should see that we should all feel Hashem's love as we want for the soldiers, for the hostages, and really for all of us that are in great need. The Tehillim. Lamnaseach Mizmor David, Ya'ancho Adinoi B'yom Tzoro, Yisagev Choshem Elohi Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecho Mikodesh U'mitzion Yesedeka, Yizkor Kol Minchoisecho V'yloshtcho Yidash Neselo, Yiten lechoch uvavecho v'chol atoscho yimali, niranu no b'shuasecho, uv'shem aleihenu nidgol yimali adinoi kol mishalisecho. Ate yadati ki ashi adinoi mishichoi, yaneu mishmei kodshoi, v'gvuvois yesha yiminoi. Eile v'rechev ve'eile v'asusim v'anachnu b'shem adinoi aleihenu nazkir. Heimo koru v'nofogu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisaydod adinoi ashi ahamelech yaneinu v'yoyim kareinu. Mizmor leDavid Adonai Roi Loi Echzer Binoi Deshe Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yinahaleni Nafshi Yeshevev Yancheni B'Magli Tzedek Laman Shemoi Gam ki elach begeisa moves lo iwara ki ata imadi. Shivzecho umish antecho heima yenachauni. Tarech lufonai shocho neged sariroi. Vishanta bashemen reishi kaisi rivoya. Ach toiv vachesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayoi. Vishavti beveis adonai la'irech yomim. Shil amaloi fesuenai lahorim me ayin yavoi ezri, ezri me im adinoi, ose shemayim v'ores, al yitain lamoit raglecho, al yonum shemecho. Hinei lo yonum, v'lo yishon shem yisrael, adinoi shemecho, adinoi tzulcho ayadi minecho. Yoyma mashemesh lo yakeko v'yerech baloilo, adinoi yishmorcho, mikol ro yishmor es nafshecho. Adinoi yishmar tzeischo uvoi echo miyatzovi arivum. Shtir hamaliz mimam akin kivosicho adinoi, adinoi shim'o v'koili, piyeno oznecho kashuvois l'koil kachanunoi. Im avoinoi tishmar yo adinoi miyamoi, ki emecho asulicho l'man tivorei, ki visi adinoi kivso navshi v'lidvaroi haicholti. Nashi ladinoi mi shomim laboike, shomim laboike. Yachel yisrael el adinoi ki im adinoi achesed v'harbei imoi fidus. Ruhu yiftes yisrael mikol avinoi sov. Maskil l'dovid b'yoysoi v'ameoros nifilo. Koili el adinoi ezok, koili el adinoi eschanon. Eshpoich lefonov sichi tzorosi lefonov agid. Visatei polai ruchi v'ato yodato nesivosi b'oi rachsu alech tom nufachli. Habei kiomin re'ei ve'ein li makir ovad manois mimeni ein doyresh lenashi. So akti elecho adinoi omarti ato machsi chelki be'eret ha'chaim. Hakshiva el vinosi ki daloisi ma'oid atzileini me'roidfai ki ometsu mimeni. Hoitzio mi maske nafshi loidois es shemecho. I yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmoil oloi. Achenu kobei sisor anesunim batzoru vashivyo ha'indim bein bayom ubein bayabosho. Hamokim yirachim aliyem v'yitzi'em mitzoro lirvocho me'afeilo li'oiro u'mishibod li'gu'ulo hashto bagolo v'zman koriv v'noymar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or dry land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say amein. Mishaberach avisenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov yivorech es chayelei tzeva aganol Yisrael v'anshei koiches habitachoin ha'oimim dim al mishmar etzinu v'ori alihenu migvula alavanon v'amidbor mitzrayim min yom agadol lavoy rovo v'yabosho v'chomokim shehem v'yabosho v'avir v'yom yiten adinoi es oyevenu akamim alenu nigofim lefnim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayelinu mikol tzor v'tzuko mikol nego machlo v'shlach v'recho v'atzlocho b'chol ma'aseh yadayim yadven v'ne'enu tachtayim v'atrim b'kesei Yeshua v'teres nitzachim v'kuyam b'rahim akosuf ki adinoi Eloheichem ha'olechim lachem v'ilachem lachem im oyveichem v'yishi atzchem v'noymar amein Mishaberach avisenu Avraham Yitzchak v'yakiv Yosef Moshe v'Aaron Dov v'Shlomoy Yivorech v'yishmar v'yintzores nedrei tzeva aganali Yisrael u'shivuyov v'skol acheinu anesunim b'tzoro v'yishivya b'avur shekol akol akidesh ezen nispala b'avum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachem amaleim yetzeim mechoshech v'tzalmoves u'moisreiseim yinateik u'mitzukoiseim yoshieim v'yoshiveim mehehu lecheik mishpochoiseihem yoidu ladinoi chastoi v'nifloisov livnei odom ויקויים בהם מיקווה שכוסף ופדוי עדינו ישובון ובואו ציין בבינו ושמחת אילם על וישם סוסן וצמחו ישיגו ונוסו יוגוין ואנוכו ונאמר אמן משדרך אביסינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב מישה ואר ונדובד ושלמי הוא יבורך וירפא את החולים HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimom Ulrafoisom Ulachazikom Ulachyosam Vishlach Lehem Hei Refuah Shleima Minishlam Chol Evrim Chol Gedim Vishar Sher Chol Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashta Bagolo Uvizman Kariv V'Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Van. Really beautiful Devar Torah. We appreciate you, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yiras Hashem, in the near future. Once again, I will be out next week. Rabbi Abramowitz and Rabbi Karish, respectively, will be in hosting the program in my place, but I look forward to returning and being back with each of you a week from this coming Monday. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program with Rabbi Abramowitz on Monday at 1 p.m. each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.